With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole-body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be discussing Anglicanism and Redeem Zoomer attacking Anglicans for actually doing what it takes to reconquer their denomination from liberals. Redeem Zoomer is a very popular YouTuber. He has over 100,000 subscribers, so he's up in the six figures. But he is a theological liberal, that's just undeniable. And he is someone who goes to the PCUSA, which is a seriously gay denomination, and he's advocating for reconquering it in order to make it more like Tim Keller liberal. So that is the goal of Redeemed Zoomer and his movement. And his movement has already failed. I've done a video on that back in May. But his movement has failed, but GAFCON, the Global Anglican Futures Conference, has asserted primacy over Anglicanism in response to a lady bishop being appointed as Archbishop of Canterbury, which is the head of the Anglican denomination. So in response to a woman being, a liberal woman even, being named head of the church, they have asserted primacy over the Church of England. This is a huge step, and this is actually how you reconquista a denomination. And we're going to dive into the story, but first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. We've been following this kind of trend line for a couple of years now, like, you know, the GAFCON and who they are and what they're about. Had Paul, the other Paul, on for an interview about it way back in the day before he became a pretty big YouTuber himself. And, you know, we've been covering stories. We cover news here, and that is why you should subscribe if you are new. We also have a Patreon-like system that gives you more access to more content, but the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast if you're new. We also have a free newsletter, Christian News, in your inbox each and every day. Who doesn't want that? So anyway, this is the story I wrote a week or so ago. GAFCON formally asserts primacy in Anglicanism. So they published a letter a week ago, and it asserts primacy. So it says that they have like seven declarations here. Like, we declare the Anglican communion will be restored only if they, you know, follow the Bible and stuff. They also assert that they will not participate in meetings called by the so-called Archbishop of Canterbury, including the ACC, and shall not make any monetary contributions. So they're cutting themselves off financially. They're cutting themselves off from meeting with and the legitimacy of this archbishop to call a synod. And then we shall form a council of primates of all member provinces to elect a chairman as primus inter pares, first among equals. So the way that Anglicanism currently works is that they have all these different things. So there's Episcopalian, There's the Church of England. Then there's a bunch of other denominations, right, that are all within Anglicanism. So each area has like their own little thing going on. America has like two, because we also have like, or at least two, because two major ones. So the Episcopalians and the Anglican Church of North America are like the two. And then there's some other, you know, more niche sects out there that are all under Anglicanism. But of all those churches of Anglicanism, there's one that is first among equals, and that has historically always been the Church of England. Now, there is something of a historic precedent for this, and I would say it's like when the Pope was in Avignon, so the Avignon Papacy might actually be the precedent for this, and I'm not endorsing one view of the historic Catholic Church versus the other, but I am saying that they are asserting a first among equals. They're making that claim while someone else is also making that claim, and they have better theological positioning, as you know, making their claim actually more legitimate. So historically, this has happened, that, you know, there's, you know, multiple popes at the same time and all this other stuff. So I don't see this as a huge breach from history, but it is a step to actually restoring the Church of England. I'm not sure how you can restore the Church of England without creating a parallel institution to undermine the legitimacy of a female archbishop. So that being said, let's get into the Redeem Zoomer response. Redeem Zoomer, prominent YouTuber, but very cringe. This guy is a bit of a locale. If he doesn't, like, block everyone, you know, he would be much more of a locale. So, anyway. Reconquista update, submit to the female archbishop plebs. So that's kind of my response, my snarky response on social media to this post. In which he says, bro, this is him quoting an opposing argument. Bro, GAFCON is actually retaking the Anglican Communion. They're the majority. And he responds by saying, issue is numbers don't matter as much as institutions. I don't care how many millions of Africans GAFCON has abandoning the institutions of the Church of England, and the Episcopal Church is suicide for the Protestant heritage. No amount of Global South bishops can rebuild all that. So maybe you could accuse him of racism for that, because, you know. But I won't do that. Because let's just be real here. The Episcopal Church is just, you know, they're gone. There's no recovering that institution. There's no significance to that institution. They don't have institutional significance in the United States. They just don't. The Southern Baptist Convention is the Protestant denomination with the most institutional significance in the United States. Southern Baptist Convention. Why? Because they have the most people. Because they are a significant voting bloc within evangelicalism. That is why they are the most significant institution in the United States for Protestant religions. The Episcopal Church? No. What do they even have a million members? So, Church of England, yeah, I can grant that that's a lot more significant. But that Church of England has been leading their whole nation astray, and broadly speaking, the globe astray, for decades. And here's the thing. Christians are not really meant to do the long march through the institutions. It's just not really in our nature to be subversive. There is a group of people that it is in their nature to be subversive, but it's not in a Christian's nature to be subversive. So we don't really do long marches through institutions. And retaking these denominations, it really has not been done. The Southern Baptist Convention can maybe claim they've done the best at it with the conservative resurgence, but who runs the Southern Baptist Convention now? Clint Presley might be a better president than J.D. Greer and his subsequent successors, but the executive committee is run by liberals. a lot of the seminaries are run by liberals. So the thing is, Christians can sooner build institutions than retake institutions, especially institutions that are dying. The PCUSA, which is Redeem Zoomer's denomination, will be overtaken by the PCA, the Presbyterian Church in America, the more conservative denomination within Presbyterianism. They'll be overtaken within a decade in terms of member size. Why? Because liberalism kills churches and orthodoxy builds churches. Small O. And here's the thing. Some people do not like winning. They care more about pretty buildings than they do winning. I should get to a couple other points that he makes here. So he compares it to the Global Methodist vibes here. And I would actually agree that the Global Methodist was a failure. They should have stuck it out and won in their denomination. They should have made the other people leave. And that was a mistake. There's agreement there. But it's a little bit different when you are, when the cards and the rules are stacked against you, when the game is rigged against you and you cannot win, which Redeem Zoomer cannot win, his Reconquista of the PCUSA. The game is rigged against any sort of Reconquista. He's already lost. And some people want to be losers. That is just the reality. If you are in politics, you know that some people want to be losers. And Redeem Zoomer and his Reconquista is a losing effort. And I would say it's like very dangerous because you could be subjecting your children, your family to bad influences when you could have had a much simpler time not exposing your children to bad influences. You know, bad company corrupts good morals. But Redeem Zoomer wants to be a loser. He wants to be the opposition. He does not want to win. And the Anglicans, the global Anglicans, want to win. They do not want to be perpetual losers. So they're asserting their claim. And God bless them for it. Because that takes courage. That takes organization. That takes everything that is required to actually do a Reconquista instead of just blogging about it. Instead of just complaining about other people who are actually doing it. So, in conclusion, some people care more about, you know, they would rather lose pretty than win ugly. But I would say it is better to win ugly than lose pretty. You know. I kind of want to make a joke about, you know, white man can't jump because that's where that line's from. But in here, it's like the Africans are the ones who would rather win ugly. And the whitey, well, even though he might be Jewish, is the one who wants to lose pretty. He wants other people to lose pretty. Something to think about. I guess I'll end with that joke. That's all I got to say about that for now. My name is Ray, the Evangelical Dark Web. Have a blessed day. Stay based. Christ is King. And we will catch you on the next one.